five different goalies that the Knights have had this year to help lead to the success. So that's one of their big keys right there.
Okay, so tomorrow, 1 o'clock, game three in Winnipeg. They got to win one of the games, one of the three games in Winnipeg they have to win. It can be game one. It can be the next game. It can be game six. But they got to win one.
Yeah, they're going to come out strong. It's fun to see Nate Schmidt out on the ice. Schmidt, he was one of the golden that first year with the Knights, to see him with Winnipeg. And he's the best lockdown defender in the league. Gives up only 1.36 goals over 60 minutes. That's tops in the NHL. And so he has really blossomed there in Winnipeg and worked well in that system. So we'll see what happens. I am getting excited. I got to go back on this. I'm crazy excited about baseball, the prospects of Major League Baseball coming to Vegas within probably 2 years. And like I said, there's some talk that they might try to kick them out of Oakland. Those idiot politicians up there are so angry that they got exposed in this.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's really what it is. We've discussed that before.
Wow.
The destructive politics of many of the people running that city in the East Bay has led to where we're at today. And so, okay, they said we're out of here because of all your stupid rules and requirements to build a new ballpark and make things happen. Okay, real quick, another thing I want to say that would develop on this as time comes. Now that the A's are coming here, the battle between Mark Davis and A's management is going to be fun to watch. It'll give us something to talk about over the years because they don't like each other because of the history in Oakland's Alameda Coliseum and some of the back and forth that they had between John Fisher, the owner, and Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, and over the reconstruction of the Alameda Coliseum. And Vegas even played a role in that, Kevin. In 96, I remember it very well, the A's played two series here, six games at Cashman Field, regular season games at Cashman
Field.
Wow. Against Detroit and Cleveland, I believe. And it was because they were having to build Mount Davis, the big concrete structure there at Coliseum, to lure the Raiders back to Oakland. And it wasn't done in time. And so the A's said, what's our answer? Well, we went to Vegas. They came here. I remember those games. I was at them at Cashman Field. So the A's have played regular season baseball games here in Vegas before, which is sort of odd. And it boils down to that the issue with the Raiders and luring them back. And they were not, let's go here. They were not good roommates with each other. And John Katsalamidis in the RJ has a great article on that. Detailing that and some of the, and he's got quotes with Mark Davis on the issues and the problems between the two. But so the love that we see with the sports franchises, that's all of, you know, people congratulate the Knights going on to the playoffs and that sort of stuff. And it's not going to be there between these two franchises. They're
okay,
not gonna play
softball
okay.
Teams. Here's what's got to happen though. Somebody that is respected by all parties. Somebody that has a huge visibility, that covers sports, should broker a truce between the two owners. You know,
there you go.
And if there's anybody that knows where to take them for lunch or dinner, you could broker a truce at a uniquely Vegas kind of place, Ichabod's or someplace, and broker a truce. What do you think?
In-N-Out Burger on Trop.
That's not a bad idea.
Okay, we're going to the Palms at Caesars.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Hey.
Or let's go here. Freddie Glassman's place. We'll go to either the Golden Steer or...
I've been to Golden Steer ten times. I love it.
Or Piero's. Yeah.
I was going to mention Piero's, but I wasn't sure, you know, what kind of food they both like. Hey, I'm going to let you eat your burger before it gets cold. Thank you so much, my friend. Always good to talk to you, even when you're feeding your face.
Thanks to you and your listeners for being patient.
There you go. you have a good one, and have a great weekend.
Kevin, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, man. There you have it. Ron Futrell, sports anchor and reporter, big burger fan, In-N-Out Burger, and he likes it with the spread. Always remember to get the spread. I do. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
World seems to be in a state of confusion. Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hi, this is Assemblyman Toby Urich, representative for Nevada's Assembly District 19. I've lived in Nevada for almost 35 years, and I love our great state. I'm a retired police officer, having served 20 years with the Henderson Police Department. I am so excited to serve in the Nevada Assembly and to work with my fellow legislators to find solutions to challenges and to promote policies that will help all Nevadans. For more information about me and the issues I stand for, please visit my website at tobyurich.com.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
I had a quick glance at the traffic cams. Do expect moderate flows right now on Interstate 11. That's southbound at Horizon. Little congestion downtown as you work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl. Interstate 15, make it 515 northbound at Las Vegas Boulevard.
There's no delays on US 95 or the 215 Beltway, at the moment at least, anyway. Those slow flows continue on Interstate 15 through the construction at Dropicana Zone, northbound at Russell, southbound at Spring Mountain. And watch for an incident Paradise at Tropicana and injury accidents Flamingo at Arville and Lamb at Wyoming.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMCQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The Vegas Golden Knights beat the Winnipeg Jets 5-2 at home last night. Mark Stone with a pair of third-period goals. He assisted on another in just his second game since returning from back surgery. The win evens the best of seven at one game apiece. Chandler Stephenson and William Karlsson each had a goal and a helper. Jack Eichel scored his first career playoff goal, and Phil Kessel and Alex Petrangelo each had two assists. Laurent Brossoit made 31 saves. Game three Saturday afternoon at Winnipeg. The Padres beat the Diamondbacks 7-5 on Thursday. Trent Grisham with a pair of doubles and four RBI. Fernando Tatis returned to the lineup after an 80-game suspension. James Outman hit a tie-breaking grand slam in the ninth as the Dodgers beat the Cubs 6-2 at Wrigley Field. It was Outman's second homer of the game. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Every piece of land has a story. The Upshaw's right theirs with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny.
When your project comes up, you have to jump in and figure out what is it going to take.
From front loader to backhoe, the Upshaw's have the tools to DIY all day long. Run with us on a 1 Series tractor and start telling your story. Get a 1 Series tractor starting at $134 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
This is your captain. Better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I saw my passport expired, so I went to Staples, got a passport photo lickety-split. While I was there, I grabbed some tiny travel soap and shampoo. Yeah, feeling fresh as a daisy.
Staples has everything for travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase when you buy any travel service. Plus, travel-size Purell hand sanitizer is just 49 cents. Get all set to jet at Staples. Offers end 4/22. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it. I am so excited. I am so geeked. One thing that I wanted to bring you, and I think we've got time to do it. James Comer, this is cut four, by the way. Congressman from Kentucky, chairman of the House Oversight Committee, was on with Hannity last night, sizing up the investigation into the Biden crime family. And this is very telling. We are getting more and more info on these people, and the investigation keeps widening out. It's not zeroing in on Joe Biden or Hunter. It is expanding to others in the Biden crime family. Listen to this.
Now that you now have been able to follow the money and the suspicious activity reports, tell us where we are in this investigation and what is it? Where are we now headed? Because what you said to me on radio this week was devastating for the Bidens.
Yeah. Sean, as you know, we went into the Treasury assuming that there were four or five Biden family members involved in this Biden family influence peddling scheme. We assumed there were about a dozen banks. We assumed there were a certain number of suspicious activity reports. What we quickly learned from going through the thousands of pages of bank violations that were this family was involved in, there are nine Biden family members and counting, Sean. There are at least two others that I would bet money on will be implicated before long. There are many more banks that were involved. There were many more LLCs that were involved. This was a family enterprise. But the LLCs, Sean, they don't appear to be legitimate businesses. Their sole purpose, from what my analysis is thus far, is they were just used to try to disguise or launder, however you want to describe it, where the source of the revenue was. And the source was, you know, places like the Chinese Communist Party, places, countries that honestly have worse reputations than China. And they went to great lengths to try to hide the fact that this money was coming in to the Bidens by transferring it to many accounts. The banks picked up on this. That's why they filed bank violations. And then they went directly into Biden family members' personal accounts. It wasn't for seed capital like the Biden lawyers are trying to claim. And when they talk about legitimate businesses, Sean, I have yet to find a legitimate business. I found a lot of LLCs. We continue to find more. But, you know, Sean, you and I can form an LLC and call it Hannity and Comer Energy. That doesn't mean we're in the energy business. We just have an LLC with the word energy in it. Well, and we haven't found any legitimate businesses.
Well, by the way, Hunter Biden himself went on GMA and he was asked, do you have any experience in oil, gas, coal, energy? Nope. Do you have any experience with Ukraine? No. Why do you think they paid you all this money? I don't know. And he goes... And then the interviewer says, maybe because your daddy was the VP in charge of Ukraine policy? And he goes, probably. So the question is here, we're talking about some of our biggest geopolitical foes. We're talking about Russia. We're talking about China. And you said over a dozen countries. Mm-hmm. How much money? Well, we know how much money in business the Biden family did with hostile regimes and how much money they put in their pocket at the end of the day. And my last question is part of a long question. Is do you believe the president of the United States is compromised by these countries that we know hate our guts?
I'll answer the second question. I don't see how Joe Biden could not be compromised. I mean, these family members aren't energy experts. They weren't on boards. At least with Burisma, Hunter actually sat on a board. There are no other boards that we can find that these family members sat on, certainly not the grandchildren and the nieces and the nephews and the in-laws and things like that. So what were they doing? Why were they getting this much money? It all points back to Joe Biden, and we're going to continue until we get the truth to the American people. But I can say this, Sean, the walls are closing in on the Biden family.
Yeah. The Biden crime family. I wish more folks than me would call them the Biden crime family, because that's really what they are. They're like the mafia, in a sense, politically. That is so atrocious. But we are going to get to the bottom of it, and it's going to be sooner rather than later. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Labor's Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Labor's Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. Stay with us. Much more to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Listen up. Your share at winning over $500,000 in free fuel and products is just a tap away with the Terrible Social House app.
Yes!
With a qualifying purchase at the pump or in-store, you can shop, spin, and win directly on your phone. Win free products that you can redeem instantly in-store, or if you're feeling lucky, you could land on free fuel towards your next fill-up. Shop, spin, and win. Download and play today. Terribles, deliberately different since 1959. Go to terribles.com for more details.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected for a second term this November to represent Assembly District 2, which surrounds the downtown Summerlin area. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss the current legislative session. As a businesswoman and legislator, I am focused on policies for education, safety, health care, and support of business, which I feel the Democrat majority has continued to erode. I will continue to promote sound policies that benefit all Nevadans. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love Jonathan Turley, the George Washington University law professor, who's on Fox all the time. He was on last night. Brian Kilmeade was filling in for Jesse Waters. on prime time, and was breaks down the whole whistleblower report. There's a report that there's an IRS employee who wants to be a whistleblower, and he sent letters, I guess, to both the Democrats in Congress and the Republicans in Congress. This was Jonathan Turley. This is cut number three with Brian Kilmeade, kind of breaking down the whistleblower report. Here it is.
So, Jonathan, how serious is this possible revelation and maybe future testimony from this IRS agent?
It's extremely serious. There's obviously the allegation of perjury. It's also a crime to interfere with IRS investigations. So these things do bring you into the criminal code. It's also important, as I keep on saying, that there is the secondary question as well. Whether or not there's evidence of crime, there is ample evidence of corruption. That's what influence peddling is. There's ample evidence of millions of dollars going to the Biden family. Congress has an equal interest in that. In fact, Congress is the primary body to investigate that, since the Department of Justice investigates crimes. So there's a lot here that we have to unravel. What was ironic about the attack by Hunter Biden's counsel on this whistleblower is that Hunter Biden just recently called on the IRS to investigate his critics. So it was a rather odd moment for them to have this pearl-clutching scene that they were appalled that a whistleblower went to Congress. I've represented whistleblowers. This is how whistleblowers have to proceed. They reach out to these committees in order to afford them the protections of federal law.
I understand they're looking into him for 5 years now. It must be a really difficult case. Tax violations, unlawful work as a foreign agent, unlawful foreign transactions, let alone the separate gun charge, which would be for another time with a different whistleblower, perhaps. So in any of these cases, has the IRS agent who's about to come forward, has he violated anything that he with his work employee agreement?
Now, this is what the whistleblower laws are supposed to
even
accomplish.
Even as an IRS agent.
Yes. I mean, you have an IRS agent who is trying to speak to Congress about what he believes is the political influencing of a federal investigation. And so he's acting the way whistleblowers are supposed to act. What's really, I think, important here to note is that many of us have been baffled at how there's been no perceptible movement in these investigations. That's been the problem, as you noted,
right,
from the very beginning. You know, when the laptop was given to the FBI, it seemed to be on its way to Mars. I mean, there was no indication that they did anything but put it into some file cabinet.
Yeah, yeah. That's the problem. And now I'm going to start asking the question of every elected official that comes before us, any members of Congress, Mark Amaday, people like that. At what point do we start subpoenaing people like Hunter Biden, other members of the Biden crime family, maybe even the President of the United States? When do we get to start getting answers? And, you know, the same kind of grilling that has gone on for the last 2 years and probably longer by the Democrats, where they take our people and browbeat them. When are we going to get that chance? That's the question that I keep asking. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm Danielle Gallant, your assemblywoman from Nevada's 23rd District. With the Biden-Harris liberal agenda causing skyrocketing inflation, rising crime, and a crisis at our southern border, it's up to strong conservative representatives in Nevada to stop the chaos and protect our businesses, our communities, and our constitutional rights. As a small business owner and a mother of two young boys, my focus is to advocate for small business, school choice for our children, and freedom from government interference in our lives. You don't need government dictating how you should live, work, and be happy. That's why I decided to run for the Nevada Assembly. Now, I'm proud to be working alongside Governor Joe Lombardo to protect Nevada families and their rights. I know you know best how to provide for your family and raise and educate your kids. My conservative colleagues and I are fighting to protect Second Amendment rights, help our police forces fight rising